3, verse number 16. Probably everybody in this building can quote this verse by heart. Brother Tim was talking about Amazing Grace. They were singing or playing the bagpipes today, and as a memorial to 1 year ago when the great bombing took place in Oklahoma City. It's an amazing thing how the world sings Amazing Grace and don't have a clue what it means. Isn't that something? That amazes me. It's been a real blessing being here these last 4 weeks. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, love you, thank God for you. And I'm so glad somebody down here in the low country loves the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can't stay on the mountain all the time, can you, Brother Tim? They say from the top of every mountain goes four valleys. Amen. I hope we don't have to go through that many before we hit it again. Amen. I don't want to thank you, Brother Tim, here Friday night. I hadn't seen your wife all week long, and he has to preach on the speed limit this week. Isn't that something? I want to tell you something. If you buy one tape, if you only have the money to buy one tape, or if you don't have the money to buy one tape of every message that's been preached morning and night, get the message Brother Tim preached Thursday morning on manifestation of rebellion. That is the most needed message in the church of anything I know in this day. Absolute number one. And you need to hear that. It'll change your life. It'll make you sensitive. We need to hear stuff that makes us sensitive and tender to the Lord. He is so easily offended. And if you don't want to offend Him, you need to find out what offends Him. Amen. But I beg you to get that tape and listen to it. And then one more word of encouragement, please. The folks here at Bethel, that message I preached Wednesday night about your pastor, you better take heed to what I preached that night. Now, I'm just reminding you. If you've got any confidence in me as a preacher, you better do what I tried to beg you to do. Okay? That won't hurt nothing tonight. If it does, there's something wrong anyhow. But you better hear what I'm saying. And don't take 10 years to do it. Do it immediately. Amen. That's good, ain't it? Some of you ain't got a clue what I'm talking about. Well, you don't need to know if you ain't from here. But praise the Lord. I do appreciate Jesus tonight more than anything in this world. He's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. His name's the sweetest name I've ever heard. He does the sweetest work for us, for an old sinner that could ever be done. I praise Him tonight. I thank Him, and I give Him all the glory, honor, and praise. Well, it'll be a few days, and we'll be all together up yonder in that big city of God. Going to a good land. Amen. A good land. And I hope you're going with us. Amen. Boy, it'd be something if the Lord would come tonight. Oh, what a day. Jesus would come. Had solved more problems than would ever get solved. Just for Him to come. Don't you look forward to that day? You say, what about our loved ones that are lost? Well, just believe that if He comes tonight, those He's promised you to save, He'll save them right before He comes. That's the way I look at it. Hey, listen, folks, if God's promised to save, He's going to save them. And you mark her down and count God to be faithful. And He will be. And I bless Him and I praise Him tonight. John 3:16. For God so loved the world. Brother Tim made mention of this, I believe, last night or the night before. God never says in the Bible in 66 books that He loves anything but man. He never said He loved angels. Never. He made the world and said it is good. He made the universe and cast the stars into their sockets and He said it's good. He made the animals and He made the earth. He made everything in the sea. And He said it's good. But when He made man, He said, I love him.